We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome to our final half hour before we throw this to LSU Sports Radio, and it'll be their pregame at starting at 1:30. Hopefully, first pitch at 2 o'clock as the Tigers play.
And no weather delays, hopefully. No inclement weather.
And we're still here at live from Rouse's, 3711 Power Boulevard. Mike DeTillo along with the Cajun Cannon. Hey, for all your shopping needs, food-wise, you name it, the large selection also of wine, beer, liquor. Come over here to Rouse's. Bob, you've been waiting finally. Golden Spikes Award.
Well, because you don't see this every year, to say the least. Now, LSU has players, obviously, in a tradition of LSU baseball. But you look at the 2023 Golden Spikes Award. Look, LSU's Dylan Cruz and Paul Skeens are two of the three finalists for the award. Now, Cruz and Skeens, Mike, I don't know if they're even going to win. Let me tell you why. Are joined by Florida's, because you know how.
The catcher.
The pitcher. Now, the two-way player, Jack Caglione.
Yep.
Because you know how you're sexy with a two-way player. They can pitch and they can hit. So I don't know how it's going to come about. Now, Mike, if you look at it, it's the 45th anniversary of the Golden Spikes Award. They get announced on June 25th. So the latter part of the month, but both Cruz and Skeens were named the Player and Pitcher of the Year by the SEC. Now, Skeens is also recently named National Player of the Year by Collegiate Baseball. Now, if you look at LSU, because we know history, don't we appreciate the Astros and Alex Bregman?
Yep.
Right? Okay. Well, LSU hasn't had a Golden Spikes Award finalist since Alex Bregman back in 2015. But Cruz and Skeens are the 11th and 12th LSU player to be finalists. They tied the Miami Hurricanes for the most all-time. So you want to talk about, no, we're not just like a homer with LSU baseball. When you talk about team accomplishments, individual accomplishments, you know, you look at the U. Now, this is even old school. Well, LSU is the best amongst the best, similarly from individual prospects, as players or teams. Like I said, you look at Cruz and Skeens, the 11 and 12 player as finalists. They tie at the University of Miami. Now, it's also the second time LSU has had two finalists. I didn't realize this. I knew of this one player. I didn't realize the other one. Russ Johnson.
Yep.
I mean, and Todd Walker were finalists in 1994. Now, we have Todd Walker on the radio. He's with the SEC Network and all that. So, is that the first time we've had two finalists in the Golden Spikes Award? We had Dylan Cruz and Paul Skeens. You go back to 1994 with Todd Walker and Russ Johnson. Now, if you look at Cruz right now, Mike, this is something, and can he put the Tigers on his shoulders, which he has done, but it's still a team sport. I didn't realize this, but you know, Dylan Cruz has reached base in all 61s of LSU games this season. You know, even when you say, well, he's not hitting as much, but he's still getting on base. Yeah, he's reached base on all 61 of LSU games now, and he is near the top of the national leaderboard in several offensive categories. Second nationally on base percentage at 573, runs scored with 87, third in batting average at 432. So it just goes on and on. Then you look at Skeens, who is also competing with. As the nation's leader in strikeouts with 179, he also leads the nation in strikeouts per nine innings with basically 16 and a half. You look at his whip, 0.79, and is third in the strikeout-to-walk ratio at 10.53. Now, if you look at who they're competing against, the Florida Gator player, Jack Caglione, leads the nation with 31 home runs. Mm-hmm. You know how we like the long ball, which is the single-season record for the Florida Gators? He's fifth in the country, 84 RBIs. Second in nation, 194 total bases. Now on the mound. See, this is it. Now you can count on it. Mike, he's had 16 starts as a pitcher. He's also leading the nation in home runs. Don't it sound like the California Angels and Otani? I mean, I'm not saying on that level, but I'm looking at, okay, he has 31 home runs on the mound. He has the 3.7 ERA over 16 starts. He's the sixth player from Florida now to be named a finalist for the award. And LSU, six. LSU's had 12. You know, I just talked about tied with University of Miami. Now, both Florida and LSU have one winner of the Golden Spikes. You might say, you have all these nominees. That's why I don't know if Dylan Cruz or Paul Skeens is going to win.
They might split the vote.
Who's going to win? The only one that has ever won for LSU, I think we would guess this, Ben McDonald. Ben, LSU right-hander Ben McDonald, talk about a living legend. 1989, he won the Golden Spikes Award, and Florida's had one winner with catcher Mike Zunino back in 2012. So that's some elite company, and that's why I'm telling you, hopefully we go to Omaha, we win the Super Regional, because we're seeing unbelievable talent. When you're talking about, Mike, that Golden Spikes Award, they don't nominate you for that just because they like you or you're a good person. You have to have great accomplishments to be in that number, and it would be nice to have our second winner besides Ben McDonald.
Bob, I'm just telling you, guys your age and mine and older, we're not going to see another combination like this of Dylan Cruz
and Paul Skeens.
Paul Skeens on the same team.
Right. Yeah,
you
might have
see
one
in different,
guy. Yeah.
Different years, yeah. But on the same team, you're not going to see it. I have a friend of mine who scouts Major League Baseball, and it's either going to be Cruz, Skeens, or Skeens, Cruz. But next year, guess who's going to be the first pick? Kid from Florida.
Oh, yeah, yeah, because, Mike, the two-way player, you look at the Pirates are going to have that opportunity. So, Mike, I would not be surprised that when you look at it, that Caglione – the Jack Caglione from Florida.
The first-round pick next year.
But you know what, Mike? I think it's all like – it's like win-win. Whoever you pick, I think they're all going to have success. You know what I mean?
Would be hard for me to pass up the pitcher. I know Dylan is a great player, every down player. But, man, I just think if you get an elite pitcher,
well,
I got to go that route.
And then you look right now, the Pirates – The Pirates, how well they played.
Okay, how long you think Paul Skeens is going to last in the minor leagues?
No.
A month?
Yeah, yeah.
3 weeks? And
yeah.
Then he's going to be pitching in the majors.
Yeah, he's not all of a sudden stuck in Double-A baseball.
No, he ain't going to be stuck there long. He ain't riding too many buses.
But you look right now, Mike, you look at like Major League Baseball. Now I'm going off on a tangent, but – you know, I kind of like this when all of a sudden you see a team, instead of like always the Yankees or whatever, but like the Baltimore Orioles. Look at the Pittsburgh Pirates. Now, the one team that doesn't get the fan support they deserve is the Tampa Bay Rays, how they always good year in and year out. But then you look at this year, and Charlie Long don't like to hear this, but the Texas Rangers. Mike, do you know it's the greatest start?
With his Astros.
It's the greatest start in Texas Rangers history right now where they're at.
That's unreal.
And Charlie's telling me, they're going to fall off. They're going to fall off. So, well, yeah, we can see the All-Star break. We'll see what's going to happen.
Think about it. Last year, the Padres – in that run they made late.
No, but Mike.
They're so distinctive because of that color, that uniform.
Yeah.
They got really great players, but for the casual fan, man, look at the color of that uniform.
No, to me, if you like kind of blue collar and you look at the payroll and all that, how can you never – you should always cheer for the Pittsburgh Pirates or the Baltimore Orioles.
No, we grew up in a different era where Pittsburgh was really good.
Yeah, yeah, baseball. That was the 70s and all with Willie Stargell, Roberto
really
Clemente, and,
even, and
all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Roberto Clemente and that gang.
And Ed Bonds
really
and
good.
All that. But, yeah, you look at the Cal Ripken, the Baltimore Orioles, Jim Palmer pitching. And that was all like 70s. It's like the old Oakland A's we talked about Vida Blue when he passed away. So now the A's, I think that they finally got off the hump. They were stuck on 10 wins. I think they have like 14 wins right now. They're going to be the Las Vegas A's coming up, but boy, they're going to have a nice stadium, I tell you what.
Yeah. And
that billion-dollar stadium.
Yeah, they're trying to come up with the right finances on exactly how to do it. But
and it's going to be on the Strip.
On the Strip. No. And
right, Las Vegas Strip.
Capacity 38,000.
No, it's going to be a nice crowd, great atmosphere. So you're going to have a lot of baseball fans. About, okay, what are we going to do tonight? I can only spend so many hours at the casino. Let's go check out a Major League Baseball game. And I think it's a win-win.
Also, too, they play into – crowd family-wise.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bring your kids. It's not just about gambling.
Right, right.
It's about other things, too. And you can see the vision Las Vegas already has for building that stadium and trying to get you there. And, Bob, it's right around the corner. NBA expands. Well, guess who's going to get a franchise?
Oh, Las Vegas.
Las Vegas.
And LeBron might be involved in that. But, no, they'll have all major sports. That's why no matter what the sport, whether it's NFL, whether it's NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, it all has to be on the up and up. And in Las Vegas, it has to be that the games are legit and ain't nothing fixed. That's why all these leagues need to address to the players. No, any hint of you not doing the right thing.
You out of here.
You might be suspended more than 1 year. I mean, you got to go because that has to be where the fans are witnessing something that's truly legit in competition.
Yeah, and you touching the casino money,
right?
Paying a lot of bills today, you out the door. We'll be back with more here on WWL. Always shop Rouse's Markets, the official supermarket of the Saints. We'll be back to close it up right before LSU pregame here on the Big 870.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're finishing up here on our special edition of WWL Sports Talk live from Rouse's Markets, 3711 Power Boulevard. Mike Dettillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, for all your food, drink needs, everything around. Hey, you got to come to Rouse's. They got a large selection of your favorite wine, beer, liquor, and all the food you need for the weekend. Bob, French Open, and the old man run him off the court, the young kid.
Well, Louisiana, King Louis. So we got a little French connection here, and you look at the French Open, always like anything major. And, I was intrigued yesterday what occurred. Carlos Alcaraz. You know, he's the future of tennis.
Yep.
He's only 20 years of age, and you look at the Joker. Djokovic, obviously the Serbian influence in the NBA Finals with the Nuggets and now on top of the tennis world. But when you look at it, what occurred yesterday, it was Alcaraz, who's 20 years old, not Djokovic, who's 36, who had uterus side, of course. Now, the widest gap. Do you know Alcaraz being 20, Djokovic being 36, it was the widest gap ever between a Grand Slam semifinalist since 1991.
Wow.
But it was Alcaraz, not Djokovic, who complained to his coach, it's too hot. In the early going, it was on an 85-degree afternoon at center court. So, yet it was Alcaraz, not Djokovic, who succumbed to the heat and intensity, and by his own admission, the nerves of the occasion. It was Alcaraz, not Djokovic, whose body broke down. So it was the 20-year-old body that broke down, not the 36-year-old body. Using every bit of his superiority and experience in fitness, Djokovic beat a cramping Alcaraz. That allowed Djokovic to move closer to his 23rd Grand Slam championship. That's the best ever in the history of tennis, which would break a tie with the rival Rafael Nadal for the men's record. He had hip flexor surgery. He's going to try and make a comeback in 2024. But Djokovic kind of put it in perspective with Alcaraz. Maybe for the first time in his career, he was expected to win because he was ranked number one in the world. I'm number three right now. And, vaccination, how many tournaments you play. But Djokovic said it's part of the learning curve right now where he's at to understand what it takes to truly be a champion. Now, this is what Alcaraz said, Mike. This is basically admitting that the old man just whooped me. I don't care if I'm 20 and he's 36. He said, this is Alcaraz, who's the future of tennis. I've never felt the tension that I did in this match. He said the stress that he sensed because of the stakes at hand and the dawning foe, that being Djokovic, across the net, caused cramps in every part of my body. So he was so overwhelmed, I'm cramping up everywhere, and I can't even play. That's why, he won the first set 6-3, then he lost 5-7, then he's cramping up so much, he loses 6-1, 6-1. And he could not get it done. Now, I'm going to be looking at this tomorrow because you look at Casper Ruud. He's number four. He's going to be playing Djokovic. Now, Ruud is going to be his third final at the past five majors. He was in the finals last year in Paris a year ago, and he lost to Nadal. But he's trying to win his first major. He has not been able to do it, but I'm for Djokovic, who's won 19 of the past 19 majors. You know, Alcaraz, they thought the torch was being passed. He won the U.S. Open. But to say the least, Djokovic is one of the most dominant figures in sports history, and Alcaraz is considered the future. But not so fast.
But
not yet. But not yet. It might be in 2024, 25, but not right now. So, Mike, right there, when you talk about being totally honest, when he says, okay, Mike, you're a 20-year-old young man and you're playing a 36-year-old and you're in shape, you're both dealing with the heat, how you hydrate and all that. When he says, I never felt the tension that I did in that match, he said the stress and all what was at stake. And the dawning opponent across the net caused me to cramp every part of my body. Man, that's embarrassing if you're a youngster.
But he was truthful.
So, yeah, he was truthful.
Was truthful.
So score one
for the old guys.
Amen.
We want to thank everybody from Rouse's for having us here today. Marcy Nathan in particular for having us here. We were at 3711 Power Boulevard here at Rouse's. So for all food needs, and hey, Father's Day coming up, so you know where to shop for everything that you need at the house. Bob, hey, let's pull it through.
Go Tigers! Go Tigers!
Coming up next here on the Big 870.
Go Tigers!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.